colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. 'Cause I can't stop the war.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. Today, Patricia Negron and Rebecca Sarin are joining me to cover the latest news on the recent spate of suicides and the circumstances surrounding them, and on the child sex trafficking rat lines being uncovered and exposed by the group known as Veterans on Patrol in Tucson, Arizona. And we'll also discuss the geoengineering assault and weather warfare being waged against us in the United States. So I'll bring Trish and Rebecca on now so we can cover all the latest news. Welcome to the show, Trish and Rebecca.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hi, Evelyn. Great to be here. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yep,
just barely.
I can hear you. Can we hear it? Can we all hear each other?
I think so.
Yes. So what should we start with, gang?
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start, ladies? I don't even know, Patricia, what are you thinking? Because there's so much that went on this last week. It's insane.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, if it's worth talking about starting with the Hollywood suicides, because it really sort of connects backwards to all the sex trafficking camp found and all the other issues. So, you know, with the latest, we saw Harvey Weinstein accused by several women of rape and sexual assault, and then this spate of suicides that seemed to follow his recent arrest and criminal charges. And this is one of those things where we see over and over again how people who attempt to come forward on this issue and against these very powerful predators often wind up dead, or someone who they love winds up dead. And we saw that with Asia Argento, for example, who very publicly and very bravely called out Harvey Weinstein at Cannes, but also called out all of the other predators who remain at large and the people who have played such an important role in protecting them also remain at large. And with Asia Argento, you guys have seen a lot of the connections. You know, she grew up in Hollywood. She has lived among these, you know, Luciferian folks for a long time and is very obviously familiar with the symbology and all of that. But it really opens the question as to, you know, how people manage. You know, she grew up in that environment and yet was calling it out. And so it's an interesting dynamic to witness from the outside as well, because we know how insane a lot of that life is, especially for the children growing up in it.
Right, right. And you're talking about Anthony Bourdain's wife?
His girlfriend, Asia Argento.
Yeah. She's a nasty person. I'm just going to say how it is. And it is very interesting when you see, like, she made directed a movie. Did you guys hear about that movie, The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things? Called something like that. She directed it.
I'm not sure.
And it was a disgusting pedophilia movie. It was really awful. And she, you know, you look at her social media stuff and all her things, it's very satanic, it's very gross, it's very, disturbing, to say the least, very disturbing, both her and Anthony Bourdain's pages. But then you hear her turn around and try to call out Weinstein. It's like, that was weird to me. That was actually kind of crazy for me. I'm like, oh, what's happening here? The tables are flipping, the tables are turning somehow. I will never champion her as a hero because I know what she's into. But was she trying to, because like you said, she grew up in this. Was this her effort to just say no more? Was this her trying to take sides and dodge. I don't know. Like, that was really interesting to me. But it's no secret that anybody who speaks out against Weinstein is definitely targeted. And he's made threats to people. And, you know, we're all aware of those threats he's made to other people who want to speak out against him. And I don't know. It's a really crazy dynamic watching this Hollywood stuff, because you see people who are clearly not innocent coming out and speaking against what's going on. It's definitely interesting watching this all unfold and this all happen.
And it is, and it's like you have to wonder if these are people that are trying to break out of it now, trying to break out of the Satanist Illuminati now, you know, or if not, because both Trish and I have talked about this before, and Rebecca, that it's so hard for people like us who quit watching TV or the movies or anything, me in the early 90s. So these stars, celebrities come out, I don't even know them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
And then,
Well, yeah, you know, I think one of the most interesting
really bizarre. I don't know the motive behind all of this. The motive behind, you know, we saw Anthony Bourdain come out on his Twitter against the Clintons.
Right.
You know, I don't know if he was making a joke or not when he said he was waiting for his orders from the deep state. So it's like, what is the motive here? What is going on? What is this turn of events? What is motivating these people to suddenly now speak out or to change their tune in such a way? Are they willing to testify? Are they willing to be witnesses? Do they have information that now they're willing to just cooperate? You know, I always say
people,
I'm like,
you know, what is most interesting to me about it is that it really throws into sharp relief the false duopoly under which we've been sort of conditioned to live here in the United States, where something is either good or bad or right or wrong, or, you know, it's all black and white, where, you know, these both Bourdain and Argento could be people who have done things and would continue to do certain things to which we would object. Anthony Bourdain, you know, he being a chef and journalist, has gone to places and consumed things that you or I would consider unacceptable. And while he may justify it in his own mind as his way of crossing cultural barriers, or, you know, increasing understanding or whatever it might be, the guy has spoken out against the Armenian genocide and tried to bring attention to it. He's called out the genocide in Gaza, and he called out Clinton and Harvey Weinstein. And so I think where this leads us is in this interesting position of having to really step back and just simply examine the facts for what they are, and whether or not Asia Argento has done things that are criminal or otherwise really objectionable is one question. But if Harvey Weinstein raped her, that's a crime. And it doesn't matter if she's committed crimes herself. It's a fact. And it doesn't change her morality, doesn't change the fact that Anthony Weinstein raped her, right? So I think it's a great opportunity for us to practice the skill of really, you know, examining things objectively and without, and not allowing ourselves to be pulled into these either you're behind him or you're not, or you think he's right or wrong. It's just, he called out these things. That was good, and he was right about those things. And Asia Argento has every right to call out Harvey Weinstein on what he did, even if she's done things herself that other people have a right to call her out on.
Right. And I guess, what always enters my mind is motive.
But it is not
what's
like anything we are accustomed to dealing with
what's,
normally in our,
you know, motivating these people to come out and say what they're saying
false,
now, and to,
you know,
take
duopoly.
This stand and shine these lights in these dark corners. What is going on? So I guess that's where I always kind of look, like, trying to understand, particularly in Anthony Bourdain, you know, what was it? Suicide? Was it? Was he looking at charges himself? Was it something else? Something more sinister? Was somebody? Was he shut up? Was he quieted? So, and we're seeing a lot of these that, you know, what this was Suicide Week. This we had ten that I could keep track of myself this past week alone.
Yeah.
Right. I just so you know, I was cut off and I had to call back in. So if I went missing. If you didn't hear me, that's because I wasn't on.
Oh,
jeez. Oh.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, and I've seen, I don't know about you, Rebecca, but I've seen every indication was that Anthony Bourdain was the happiest he'd been in a long time. He felt he had a lot to live for. And he had posted about meeting his soulmate and feeling like his young daughter gave him reason to be sober and to live. And he just, he was taping the series. Whereas with Kate Spade, there's this interesting narrative that I was reading. I'd be interested to hear what you've been seeing, because what I saw was this, this sort of division between her family, who on the one hand want to keep her supposed battle with depression quiet, whereas I believe it's her sister that came out and said, she is not at all surprised about this suicide. And it was really kind of weird how she kept going on and on about how this was not at all unexpected, and that she wasn't surprised. So It that really struck me as strange, too. And apparently the Spade family, which is Andy's family, is trying to stop her from talking about Kate Spade's difficulties with depression, supposedly. So, but the idea that she would hang herself from a doorknob with a scarf is just, it seems too theatrical and, really reeks of the CIA BS. We see them, reporting, getting reported everywhere.
Right. Well, you know who else hung themselves with a scarf from the doorknob? Was Lorraine Scott, right? She was the former.
Oh, that was okay. I knew there were others, but I wasn't.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
She's the former girlfriend of Nate Rothschild, the Queen of Netherlands' sister. What was her name?
All I read was that she had committed suicide.
Sister,
I didn't see any indication as to how.
Yeah, I'm hearing. Now, I guess who knows. Some of these things always spiral into rumor. But that was also one who hung herself with a scarf from the doorknob.
Was that published anywhere?
I will have to dig for it. I have to see where I saw that, because I started putting together a list. Like, okay, how many of these were from the doorknob?
Yeah, it's worth
and
noting.
And the scarf. And
I mean,
is there any
there
kind
really
of weird
are
meaning in that?
Many coincidences
what are
with
we missing?
This stuff.
But that
and again,
one is really
Anthony Bourdain called out Harvey Weinstein and Clinton and Trump for all using Black Cube for doing their enforcement.
Yeah.
And what is Black Cube? What is that?
It's a black ops contractor like Blackwater, and they're mostly former Israeli Mossad.
Yeah, but didn't her sister, Miss Queen Maxima of Holland or whatever, didn't she just step down under allegations of various things? I'm going to double check that.
She might have. It might have been.
That's not Beatrice. There's one. I think that's
Queen
a different
Beatrice.
One, because she was under accusations. Is that what Kevin Annette is working on, Evelyn?
Right, that's Queen Beatrice, and that's the queen.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
She amid child rape and ritual sacrifice allegations, right?
Right.
Right, found guilty of that, right? That she participated in them hunting parties where they go and chase down the kids and hunt them.
Right.
Right.
But this this is Queen Maxima of the Netherlands
gotcha,
her sister
right.
committed suicide.
And that's her
so
sister.
I think
Inez
it's a different person.
Is her sister. Yeah. Crazy.
And what about the death of that Nickelodeon actor?
Right,
Jonathan O'Dell, I believe.
I didn't see a whole lot on that. That one just seemed to have come out. What was his name?
Jonathan O'Dell, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. He was only 20.
Right. And he worked on iCarly with Dan Schneider, who has been accused by multiple people of child rape.
Wow.
Right.
Including Jamie Spears and, Ariana Grande. It's possible. There is some speculation that Jamie Spears' child is Dan Schneider's son, child.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
But,
there
was who was the other woman? There was another woman that was on that show that posted some really strange videos where she had bruises and she played the character Sam on the show, and I just can't remember her name.
Yeah, I don't remember her real name.
When I was cut off, did you guys talk about that that Kate Spade's husband wearing that mask?
Yes. Oh, not
right.
Wearing
was that
we
weird?
We didn't discuss that part. Holy cow. How bizarre.
Well, you know, I'm hearing, like, the whole in speculation is that that's what it's a message from the cabal saying this is what happens to rats, that he was actually ordered to wear that or instructed to wear that out or something as a message, that this is what happens to rats. True or not?
Well,
I
would believe that because what decent human being would do something like that after his wife supposedly just committed suicide?
Right.
Yes, exactly. Regardless of, like, why he's doing it, it's clear that it's an indication something is very seriously wrong with this picture. And Kate Spade supposedly left the note behind that said to her daughter, this is not your fault, it's ask your father.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
Exactly. So,
Kate Spade, I know she has foundation ties with
Katie Argento was kind of disturbing, but Andy Spade's Instagram is deeply disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. They both had some. It's really crazy what you can go on there and find out about somebody by flipping through what they post. It's nuts.
Yeah.
And they put it all out there. Like, gosh, just go look, and you can see what these people were about. And it's very disturbing. But I don't know.
Anyone,
I think the Kate Spade,
you know, even if you didn't know about any of the other stuff, to see those kinds of images has got to make a person wonder. And then the guy turns up in this mask, you know, in the days following his wife's suicide.
Yeah, right after. I mean, it's so bizarre. And, you know, Q predicted this about the suicide weekend, and we've seen it unfold.
Yeah. Yeah, but all these people have ties to something, you know, kind of sinister and dirty. They all seem to have ties to human trafficking. They all seem to have ties to the Clintons in some kind of way. They all seem to have some kind of crazy ties to this, and we're just seeing it. It's just as he called it.
Well, you know, one problem I have with that Anthony Bourdain, supposedly what I read, that he was really a strong drug addict, a heroin addict. And
right.
And I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic, and I was a counselor for 13 years, and he drinks. I'm telling you, recovering people cannot drink. But I see him, and he's still drinking. And so he's not in recovery. Not a bit.
Well,
one question
and you looked at his Instagram page and everything, and he's got blood soup. He's got pictures of his face covered in blood. He talks a lot about cannibalism. He talks a lot about dismemberment.
Yeah.
He has that tool that you get the brain,
Mr. Bourdain,
you fuck somebody's brains out or something.
You know, again,
remember?
I just feel like, was he willing to talk? Was he, you know, a canary willing to sing about what's going on? And that was a threat, and that was a problem, because he posts about, you know, the Clinton goons coming after him, and he's been the target.
Yeah.
Evelyn pointing out that he's an addict, you know, made whether he was in recovery or not is a good question. But for an addict, isn't it far more likely that they would commit suicide by overdose than something like hanging?
Right, right, right. All these hangings. And the ones by Skype is really bizarre. I don't believe this for a minute.
Women don't kill themselves.
Hang themselves from a doorknob.
Doorknob. I'm like, please help me understand. You know, and I guess I talked to a friend of mine who worked in a juvenile detention center. She said, you know, anybody who really wants to kill themselves will find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. I still just can't quite understand.
She had access to all kinds of stuff that could have given her a painless exit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Same with Anthony Bourdain. Again, it's like, why not just OD on heroin?
Right.
Or fentanyl, you know?
Right. Right. This is
I'm not buying or believing the suicide
I don't either.
It's, you know, it's all too shady, and it's all under a whole lot of, like I said, these all people have ties to various things. These all people, you know. I don't know. I'm not personally buying it.
The Vatican is having their big meeting on the 21st, I believe, right? And there's this IG report is coming out on the 14th. There's a lot going on.
A lot.
And there's lots of reason to believe that. We know that the pressure is up. And then these veterans on patrol. So, you know, again, it's like you look at, so Clinton's tied to Weinstein. Weinstein's in Hollywood. We know about Adam Schiff and the Standard Hotel being a brownstone operation and all of the deaths from, you know, overdoses and stuff like that at that hotel and how they changed the page of the, did you see, I took a screen cap of the Standard Hotel's homepage when their name came up with the Q post, and they changed it immediately after, and it was somebody sitting on some cushions or something with a hood, a cloth hood on their head with a laptop. It's just like,
really?
What kind of freaking hotel has that for their home page? And so we also know that there's this corridor, they're trying to make a highway, the Panamex Highway, which goes from Canada down through Tucson into Mexico. This is just being negotiated now. And then we come to learn that there are these camps in Tucson that turn out to be child and human trafficking camps. So, you know, and thankfully there are enough people out there now who are willing to just get up, take their phone, and start live streaming.
Right, otherwise
no
you would never know, right?
If
it weren't for these people taking the live stream videos and the pictures and posting it out there to show us, because they're coming right behind them and they're bulldozing and destroying everything.
Yep.
So all that evidence is the stuff that, this is what's so beautiful about technology today, is like we're using it to, we are the media, we are the people telling the truth. We've got people out there for themselves, they look for themselves, they're taking videos, they're taking pictures, they're posting it, we're able to share it right now anyways, you know, and get the truth out there and help people understand what's really going on. That, what the VOP is doing is amazing, and people are trying to discredit it like crazy, and they're going to come up with all their excuses and all their stories and try to discredit what the VOP is finding, and they're trying so hard to discredit Lewis, who is out there leading
investigations. And that group doesn't take any money for themselves, none. And they don't even want to do interviews and stuff.
Right.
They aren't out there to be famous. They are out there to stop this.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and they videotape and show everything that they get in. It's like, hey, this is what we've got. Thank you so much. We'll be using it. So there's this complete, like, openness and full disclosure of what they're getting, what they're doing, what's going on. And they're definitely being under attack for that. But what's interesting about it all is, you know, aside from these horrific camps they found, and they have found human remains, and they have found, you know, these underground cells, holding cells, and these rape trees and all this horrific stuff out there. People want to discredit that all they want, but when you look at the land and where it's happening, And it ties to that highway that you just talked about, Tricia, going to from Mexico to Canada. We're talking about that land is owned by Chemex. You want to dig into Chemex? Chemex is one of its, I can't tell if it's its owner, full owner. He's like, you know, they have their board. There's no real ownership. Or the big boy in charge there is Mr. Carlos Slim, who has seed holdings in Chemex.
A huge drug trafficker. And if you're trafficking drugs, you're going to want to keep whatever equipment you filled up with the drugs full on the way back with something.
Right.
So whatever you, you know, weapons, people, you know, they're not going to let that stuff go empty, just like our military doesn't in all these bases. They're constantly moving contraband.
Right.
And that's...
From Rothschild's
that's part of this
land,
open
you know,
border,
Mr. Mayor
that, you know,
Rothschild
why,
there.
But again,
and,
this wall
Mr. George
idea,
Soros
too,
also
I think, you know, what you're touching on,
in,
Rebecca,
is Chemex or CMEX? I mean, again, it would be
because
CMEX.
The wall does nothing if we have these networks still set up. They just get around the wall.
Trishan, Rebecca,
yes.
Can you not hear each other when you're talking?
Sometimes she cuts out, and then she cuts back in. So
I
can hardly hear
sometimes
Rebecca.
Sometimes you're both talking at the same time. And,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I'm thinking you can't hear each other, maybe.
Yeah, I can't hear Rebecca very well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is this any better? No.
Is that any better?
I'm just barely hearing her.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, you know, go on with this, these sex trafficking camps that they found. But I wanted to point out, I wanted to a minute ago, was, you know how these people in Hollywood, how they're threatening everybody in every way possible. I mean,
right. Look
at Weinstein when he was arrested, when he went to court, when he got out of there, and he had that book in there about that one guy that testified, and he testified against a bunch of other people when he was called before the Senate about communists, I think it was, that he named
other people.
Right. And, I mean, Weinstein doing that right in public, you know,
right.
It's just such a blatant blackmail thing to the rest of the people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going down, well, here you see this book, this person did, what
right.
I'm going to do. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so bad. They're all blackmailing each other now.
Yeah. And like you said, so blatantly about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is all so messed up, and this is so wrong, and it's crazy. I'm waiting.
Well, and like, in the same thing with that Mickey Mouse mask on that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody was going to question that.
You know, that is just bizarre beyond belief.
Oh, yes.
And the thing with Harvey Weinstein, though, that really kind of made me smile was that, you know, maybe I don't think he was expecting to get handcuffed because he brought two books, and I think the one was definitely for show, but I can't remember what the other one was, but I don't think he was really expecting to be let out in handcuffs. But did you see how he was like laughing and like shrugging the whole thing off as though it was kind of a joke?
Yeah.
He's disgusting.
Well, he's like another Cosby, right? He's denying it all, eh? Not to as many as 100 women accusing him now, Weinstein?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, I think they hope their friends in high places will save their butts.
Well, most of their friends
because
are involved
in it.
They think they're
above. We know, you know, Jeffrey Epstein had a brownstone operation going on that Lolita... or the pedophile island. And Harvey Weinstein was tied right into that, you know, that like with the Standard Hotel, all of that is tied together. It's all part of the same network.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure it is. Sure it is. And Weinstein, he had them going. He had a ranch in New Mexico. He had his apartment in New York. He had his mansion down in Florida and then down on the island. Huh.
Yeah.
He was trafficking kids all over the whole country.
Right.
Well, from all over the world, he's trafficking.
Yeah. Well, then that's another big... That's another big thing that I think is going to blow right open soon, too, is this global trafficking network and literally the shipping of children everywhere. And, you know, with this CMEX and the Nexum cult, they both have a Clinton Global Initiative. They're both Clinton Global Initiative partners, I guess you will say.
And they both share the Rothschild. Because,
So the
Rothschild
is tied
tangled, to
Nexium, connected weave.
As well as some, one of the major shareholders of CEMEX.
Who is that?
And then you have the Bronfman sisters, who are big shareholders in CEMEX. And then they're the ones who contributed and funded Keith Raniere to the tune of $150 million.
Right. Yeah. See, it's all like this big, crazy web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Nexium preschools, which never get mentioned when the Nexium story is being discussed on mainstream media, I think five or six of them have either been put under investigation or shut down for things like trafficking or not being properly registered, or, you know, the one in D.C. was believed to be pimping out the children.
Right.
Sure.
Yep.
And wasn't Barbara Bush, old lady Bush, Barbara Bush, isn't she on the board of one of those preschool?
Yes. Yeah, right.
Oh, she is?
One,
I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. They're all involved in this. It's, you know, it goes all the way back to old man Bush, you know, which we should have stopped back there in the 80s when that was going on. You know, and we didn't. Well, it didn't get much publicity, but now, like Rebecca was talking about with the Internet and everything, that we get stuff out now. And
right.
That's the only reason that we're having any success in taking this down, but we're also fighting against the government.
That's right.
You know?
They are actively covering it up. I mean,
yes.
You know, at least the Tucson Police Department ended up going to the site and seeing also to where they found some more of the human remains, but then it got bulldozed. The one site got bulldozed, and I'm not sure what happened with the other stuff, but they have written reports about it that Craig Sawyer referenced in a video he did.
I don't trust him. He's a lying bastard.
I agree.
An InfoWars
Craig Sawyer?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a bad actor, I think.
Yes, he is. And he's right in there with InfoWars and both of them. And the same thing they did with Pizzagate, came out real big against it at first, and then Alex Jones comes out and says, no, there's nothing to it and all this. And they did the same thing now with these child trafficking.
Yeah.
Out in Tucson.
Well, did you hear,
what I
oh,
saw
I gotta
Craig
find
Sawyer
this,
did
because
with
I can't
a,
get the guy's
he,
name
he
right.
He clarified
well,
that.
You're both
video,
talking at the same time
that.
Again.
Oh, sorry.
Well, go ahead,
Rebecca.
I'm trying to remember the current police chief of Tucson. Was he not charged? Or there's allegations now that wherever he was before, I want to say it was like Nevada or California, where he was. There are claims now that he was allowing a kind of a sex trafficking going on among his police department, that they were trafficking out a young girl, that she was trying to get saved from being trafficked. She was at the time like 15, 16 years old. God, I got to find this story. And the police, instead of protecting her, they forced her to serve them, basically. And the chief of police at the time was this guy who is now like the chief of police in Tucson. He just left the department and went to be chief of police somewhere else. I have to find that story and get the names and the details. But Tucson police, the Border Patrol, all these, you know, they're dirty. I don't know what else to tell you. It's like they're just dirty, and we've got to start really calling them out too for their mishandling of these situations, and they're ignoring these situations, and they're bulldozing these situations into the dust. and they want people to ignore it. And I think a big part of what's going on out there is we got to start looking at, okay, what's going on in Arizona? What's going on with these police departments? And why aren't these things allowed to be exposed? What are they afraid of?
I think we know the answers to a lot of those questions.
For sure.
And
we do.
We
need people to understand.
And that's
where this is.
And Las Vegas.
I think the Tucson thing isn't going to go away anytime soon, and I think it's going to get bigger. We've got to really shine a light on that one, and because it all seems to really be tied into the tangible evidence that they're finding right there. And we've got the ties with the Rothschilds, we've got the ties with the Clintons, we've got, you know, this Carlos Slim company out there. We've got the Soros is tied into that land. This global trafficking network is all tied into what's going on at Tucson. And, you know, we've always heard it's bigger than just the wall. What's going on in the border is bigger than the wall. But there's a nasty trafficking ring going on, bringing children, women and children through here and trafficking them all the way up through to Canada.
Right.
And it's our own government.
I found that story that you were talking about, Rebecca. That's Rondell Nelson. Wait a minute. That story about that cop that you were talking about, that police chief, and he said that he was involved in California, police chief was involved in sex scandal involving underage girls and department officers, and then in January he became the police chief. January 2016 he became the police chief of Tucson. So here we got these cops, they're all involved in this, and we move them around. So now we've got this in Tucson.
Yeah.
Cop that was running a underage sex scandal with underage girls out there in California. So then they move him over and he gets a job in Tucson. So here we have it now.
Yeah, he's been there for two. So they aren't, and that's why they bulldozed it. They're covering it up. They're actively covering it
up. But you know, it's all these kids are being dragged through here from South America and Mexico, and they're being trafficked on through to all these little ports, and it's under the disguise of, you know, CMEX and all these supposed companies, and we just ship them out all over the place. And the police are in on it. The Department of Justice has been on all this stuff. It's gross.
They're all either blackmailed or compromised or bribed.
Connected to many things all over the world. And these children and women are the victims.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find.
Incredible. That's like Port Canaveral now. I don't know if you saw, too. They're trying to open a direct route from Port Canaveral to, is it Rhode Island? Is that where that other place? So the UAE now is in control of Port Canaveral, which is it has strategic importance to the national security, but it's now under a 30 or 35-year no-bid lease to UAE. And then there's the same thing is happening with the one in either Delaware or Rhode Island. I can't remember which, but they're trying to create a direct route, which means they'll just move children from like Haiti through Port Canaveral and then right up to, you know, New England area. And they can do that with uranium and weapons and drugs. All kinds of stuff.
And children.
Yeah.
And also with the children, you know, they're also gathering for organ harvesting, too. I mean, this child, stealing these children from those war-torn countries and stuff is such a racket.
Yeah, it's gross. I mean, they'll keep them for sex until they're done with them, and then they'll chop them up and sell them for organs or whatever else. It's really gross.
When they eat these babies.
Yeah.
You know, these Satanists eat these babies. And then now, the latest, Fiona Barnett came out, and she put out this article about Watergate, you know, what was Watergate really about. And I was telling Trish earlier, I had heard this years ago, but I couldn't remember where when I wanted to find it, what was Watergate really all about. Well, she says that what they were really looking for was the book, nicknamed the book, and it listed all the Democratic and Republican politicians who access child prostitutes, and their sexual proclivities, and the amount they paid to rape these kids was in this book, and that's what they were after in Watergate. Mm-hmm. And she says that that's why everybody shut it down, and Nixon shut it down, the Watergate and everything, because that's what was going to come out about everybody. And Fiona says she was confident that President Nixon and his good buddy, the Reverend Billy Graham, were named in the Watergate pedophile records because she was trafficked to both of them as a young child.
Oh, wow.
And this is what kills me. This is what kills me. These witnesses are coming out that were trafficked as little children. I mean, Fiona was only like 4 or 5 years old when they took her up to Canada to this plane that Richard Nixon was on, and he raped her in. He raped her so violently that a female medic had to take and sew her up afterwards. This is all horrible. This is going on in this country, and people are coming out and testifying to it that it happened to them, and we can't stop it.
Yeah. Well, we need people to, like, wake up and understand that this is really happening, and it's been happening, and this is how big it is, and we've got to stop it. And we can't stop something people refuse to recognize or understand. You know, I know it's a difficult topic. I know it's horrible, but we've got to address it. We've got to talk about it.
Well, when you have 800,000 children go missing every year.
In this country,
this country alone.
Just from here. Just from the United States.
And the worst place is by Washington, D.C. And this is what's so terrible. A while back, the cops even said out there, don't even let your children out to play. They couldn't keep them safe. And this is by our capital. This is our politicians and CEOs and stuff doing this to these children. It's the worst place in the world by Washington for this, where these children are disappearing.
Yep. And the judges
and we just
are
sit
in
here
on
and let it go on.
Services.
But is that terrible in our capital? The cops tell parents you can't leave your children go out and play because we can't keep them safe from the sex traffickers?
Yeah, all the money we spend on security and law, it's just like, really?
Well, and our Child Protective Services involved in it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what we're fighting against.
Yep. And that's one of the reasons why what Veterans on Patrol is doing is so great, because, as Rebecca pointed out, it's entirely transparent, and it's really just some people who are like, here's what we found. We're not sure what it is. Here's what we think it is. We'd be interested to hear what other people think, you know.
Right. And calling volunteers.
It's an effort. It's a collective effort. And that way, what's so wonderful about that is everyone becomes personally invested because they contribute to the effort, and it makes them more likely to insist that there be the appropriate follow through on it. And he has thousands of people watching those videos too. I was shocked at how quickly and effectively the community got the word out about what he came across right away. And it really went straight to the sources you'd want to see it in, like, I think, which was it, True Pundit or Zero Hedge, Gateway Pundit, maybe started doing stories on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy watching their live streams. There was like 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And then who watches it after it goes live, you know, really amazing. But now you've got Sawman Sawyer trying to discredit them and tear them down. So, but like I always say, I'm like, whatever you want to say about Lewis and whatever you want to say about the VOP, we can't deny what is being discovered. It's almost like he's just pointing us in the right direction of where to look. And we weren't even looking into Chemex and all these connections and all these things until they were in Tucson. And now, you know, it's all becoming unveiled, and we're seeing what's been going on in Tucson all this time.
Right. And we would never, it never would have happened if we sat and waited for law enforcement to take care of it. And again, it keeps going back to the simple reality that it is up to us as individuals. And while we don't, I think, as you know, a nation yet know how to tackle this, we're figuring it out. And you know, that's a perfect example of like, well, I don't know exactly what I should do here, but I'm going to start and, you know, just figure it out as I go. And thankfully, there are enough other people who are really interested in seeing this succeed that I have a lot of confidence that at some point, what went on there people will be held accountable, and
I think so too. And you know what's tickling me lately is finally people are coming out and confronting these pedophiles, like Bill Clinton and Joe Biden. Going to their, because they're going out on when they have their book events, you know,
book tours.
They're going there. Yeah, I see. This one would have been from Alex Jones, so I don't know who would have went down there, but Alex Jones is a shill. He tells half-truths, you know, and I said, any more half-truths won't get it. We need 100% truth now from the media, because there are so many people out here, it's like the trolls are fighting us on every effort, you know, that we put out. And so any more these people that are just telling half-truths, we don't need them. But anyhow, he still puts out some good stuff. So anyhow, it says Bill Clinton confronted 5 times at Austin speaking event. And it must have been people from Alex Jones down there.
Well, there was also, Evelyn, Howie, Pizzagate Howie, confronted Bill Clinton in the middle of when he was on stage in the middle of an audience. Howie asked him about his trips on the Lolita Express. And the audience reaction was booing Howie, and they're like, you know, nobody cares. Like, these people are clearly uninformed, but that's what brought the Alex Jones people down there to confront him. And I don't like Alex Jones either as a source, but it's just like, go for it. You know what I mean?
If
they're willing to call him out, go for it. Totally.
Oh, yes, if they came anywhere around here. I mean, you know, Trish, I don't go out because I don't want to be murdered, but I would make an exception. If one of them showed up for a book sign, I would be there. And I would be yelling. And then I was watching, they chased Howie out of there, too. I was watching that, too. And I can't believe it that these, and the same thing with Biden. He did Biden again the second time.
Right.
And the people there, too, boo and kick him out.
Wow. Well, you know what, though, Evelyn? There's a certain group of the population that's never going to let go of their belief in the system as it exists. And but the simple truth is, like we were saying earlier, every time this happens, it grows. It makes the voice louder. It makes the light brighter. And people can't avoid talking about it anymore. And so now we see things like Marjorie Egan writing a piece that's published in the Boston Globe telling Bill Clinton to go away. That he
did she? I missed that.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was incredible. But it was like, you are a predator. We should never have given you the pass that we did. It's time for you to get lost, is what this article said. It was incredible.
Well, because I'm telling you, I get enraged now when I see these pedophiles out there as pundits or, you know, are giving awards like Hillary and stuff. I mean, I'm enraged by now that these people are allowed to walk out here like nothing happened.
Yes.
When we know what is going on.
And we cannot let them hide behind their status and celebrity and wealth anymore. And that is it's so cathartic for us as a culture, because we've, you know, all been too afraid to speak out for very good reason. And people are feeling able to do it. And what Asia Argento did, at Cannes and calling out Harvey like that, could you have imagined something like that happening a couple years ago? Like, really?
No.
What you know now?
No.
I mean, I couldn't, but I think it just, you know, it's really building on itself, and it's really great to see.
Right. Well, another topic, too, is them locking up that Tommy Robinson over there in the U.K. You know, and here's another thing. People will get on it and start screaming, he's a Zionist, and he's a, all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And I told people, I don't care what you call this guy.
Right.
He is a journalist, and he was trying to expose this child trafficking grooming trial and everything. He is helping take down these pedophile networks, and I support him 100%. But, of course, what I read today, they said that they're always referring to his role in EDL. What does EDL mean?
I don't know.
EDL,
I don't know either.
He left the EDL a number of years ago and has denounced any use of violence and extremism. But he said Tommy's always referred to in this way by the mainstream sources. You know, and that had to be some of the people that were coming out at me at first and bitching on my Facebook page about me supporting him, you know, and stuff. And I just said, I didn't know his background, but I said, I didn't care. Go ahead and call him a Zionist. Call him whatever you want. But he's doing this, helping, and we need all the help we can get.
Right. Yeah, this is definitely a global movement, though.
Even if he is
everywhere.
A Zionist and he's doing this for fame, it doesn't matter. He has every right to report on it. And if we don't protect his right to report on stuff, then we lose our rights. I mean, and we already have, obviously. We keep getting censored every time you turn around. The guy got arrested for reporting on something, for heaven's sake.
Right. And what was
shocking reality.
Yeah. And so why didn't they want that trial published?
Yeah, well, then they put a gag order on all the press. Did you see?
Yeah.
That they were not to report on it at all.
Yeah. Well, see, they do this stuff. That's the same thing with Cardinal Pell over there in Australia. You know, they made that secret now. The trial's in secret, and the media isn't allowed. This is just horrible. When we get to this point, when we're getting people arrested and we're getting people tried, and then they pull this?
Yeah.
They have the trials in secret and they keep the media out?
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a global movement, though, trying to get this straightened out. And that part of it is exciting. But we do, it definitely feels like an uphill battle. You know, they shut us down, they censor us, they try to shut us up, but we just got to get louder and find creative new ways to keep telling the story, you know?
Well, sure, and then we have the problem, you know, with the social media platforms blocking us. With me, they block all my posts and everything, and Twitter kicked me off. So, I mean, to get the word out is getting so difficult, you know, but we do. I find other ways. I go on MeWe now, and I go on this other, and on Gab, and... But we just got to, like you said, scream louder, but they keep shutting us down in every way they can.
Yeah, they're definitely trying. I know a lot of people have been banned from Facebook, banned from Twitter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just have to find whatever avenues you can find and get it out there. I mean, if we've got to go door-to-door with, like, newsletters, that's what we got to do. But they're not going to shut us up entirely. I just don't think they can. I think they've lost complete control. We've got too many avenues to get information out there and worldwide. You know, we know what's going on over there and in Britain and UK and Australia, and they know what's going on over here and Canada and everybody. And we're all talking about what's going on and sharing our stories, and you just can't stop everybody from talking unless you completely get rid of the Internet.
No, right.
And
the harder
they try to censor us, the more it makes you realize I really do need to be talking to all these other people. Okay, you just reinforced something I already believed. So now, you know, I'm really going to outmaneuver you on this. So,
well, and you know what I do with my Facebook page? I use it as a news site. You know, and I get up real early and I put all the latest news out there and everything. And then Facebook blocks a lot of my posts, you know. But then at the end of the day, if I go down and I look to see which ones they blocked completely, that tells me what they do not want out there. You know,
right.
It's so easy now for me to figure it out.
It's like they give you your own to-do list.
Yep, they do.
Okay, so that's where I'll focus tomorrow.
I'm on to something
it's just
here.
Hysterical.
I'll put
that everyone's figured out how to turn it around.
Sure, and I'll put, well, it's time for me to post all the posts that Facebook didn't want my friends to see, so I'll post them in the comment section, and I go down and I put them in there. This is what Facebook was hell-bent today on not letting you see. So, yeah, then I would work all the harder to get those out. And they don't like anything about Q. They don't like them at all. So that tells me, and that gives me credence for there's something to it, you know, that if Facebook's blocking it totally, well, then it tells me they don't want people to see this. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, if it's just a farce and everything, what are they worried about then?
Yeah, that Q community is a really powerful one. I mean, it's I love you can go to it. I don't like the posts themselves, the Q posts themselves. I find like I don't like that like questioning thing. I can't handle that. But then all the research that follows, I'm just like, wow, it's like a buffet.
Exactly.
So good at it now that it's, you know, whatever comes up, I find it far more useful for what others bring to it than what Q does. So that's where I like to focus my attention. And I'm just so impressed with the research that comes through there. It's phenomenal.
Right. Well, that's what I would tell people. You know, everybody wants to try to say that Q is a psyop or he's trying to tell people what to do or what to think. And I'm like, not at all. He tells us where to look. And
it doesn't matter because it's become what it is a great resource.
He just kind of points us in the right direction.
Knowing what the names are and the connections and things like that.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I like about him, too, and I like the research that everybody does, too. I mean, there are so many people that are interested in this and that do that research and dig up stuff. I'm just amazed at what they find.
Yeah,
and you can always find them posting over there. So it's a great community that has evolved into something, I think, much bigger than even probably the people who started Q could have foreseen.
Well, the only thing that kind of turns me off, and I'll be quick because that song will come on any minute, and then we'll have to say goodbye, but they praise Trump so much. You know, I will never support any politician in this country, you know. Totally. I mean, I don't know what Trump will have to do to convince me that he's a good guy, but it's a hell of a lot more than he's done so far. And Q, that's the only thing that bothers me about Q. They just pump it up like Trump's this great guy, you know. And I don't know. Hopefully they'll prove me wrong.
Well, they're posting from Singapore today. Actually, as you say this, I just got another Q drop. I've got the app that, you know, makes a little drop sound when Q drops. And they're posting from Singapore, and that's going to be an interesting meeting, or is an interesting meeting. I think they're done. I think they met last night while we were sleeping. But the Singapore meeting, what comes of that, and the IG report coming up, these are all going to be very interesting things, and I think things are going to start happening really fast, and then we will really see. I think that's going to be the tell-all. Okay, what, you know, less talking, more doing. Let's do it already.
Well, and Huber is a really, you know, he gives me hope because he was appointed by Obama but was shut down by Obama and Eric Holder at every turn. And he's waiting. He's been waiting for this opportunity.
Okay, well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on and giving us the latest.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Yep. Okay, we'll see you next week, people. Bye-bye.
Peace in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. 'Cause I can't stop the war, the shelter, homeless, feed the poor. I can't walk on water, I can't save your sons and daughters. Change the world and make things fair. The least that I can do, the least that I can do, the least that I can do is care. Salvation. Faith is tried and true in tribulation.